You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
So fizzy. This intro is really fizzy.
Super fizzy.
I wonder if Jules captured that in production. Probably did. I like to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's asked to capture fizzes
before. Do you know what?
Before.
I think it might have been a live fizz.
Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling it is a live fizz.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like it.
I think we try and stay away from the canned sounds or whatever. He goes out of his way to do his own thing, and it's for the better, you know.
Mm.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Welcome, Renee.
Cheers. Wow. Jumping into it.
Well, that was a good one.
What is this, Renee?
This is not fizzy at all. I just thought today was so sunny and gorgeous that I thought I'd bring in a rosé.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with a winter rosé, that's for sure. So my premium, range of wines is called Filigree, which is, it's normally like a word that you use to describe like a fine ornate jewelry or on the side of a house, you know, that beautiful kind of filigree. And it kind of popped into my mind when I was describing one of my wines. And it, for me, winemaking is all about texture. So when I was describing this wine, it just, for me, really finely delicate tannin structure and things like that about this wine that I thought that it had to go into my premium range. And yeah, the filigree kind of came out of that whole thing.
Where did you get the grapes for this one from? Is there a story behind where you found this little stash of grapes and how you went about making it?
So we love that word foraging, eh? So like foraged around West Auckland. So this is a field blend. So basically there's a little vineyard out west just overlooking Herald Island. Have you heard of Herald Island?
Yes, I have, but I just have no idea where
Same.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea this place existed until I picked these grapes. So maybe 20 minutes out of central Auckland, it used to take like an hour to get there, but you know, with motorways and whatnot now, so it only takes 20 minutes to get there.
Oh, it's up by Greenhive.
It's not that exotic
That's
anymore.
The one.
I can
That's
see
the
it.
One.
Yep.
It's this cool little community. It's sort of like a time warp when you go there. It's like you go in and there's like community halls and like cool little firefighters.
Do you know what their main beach is called on Herald Island?
What's the main beach called, Johnny?
Christmas Beach.
Christmas Beach.
Ah, cool. I'm
just looking at the map here. Okay,
it's so
cute. Is it like super 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you and
real batchy,
you catch the ferry when it runs from Riverhead from the tavern, right? You can catch it from the tavern.
I think so, yeah.
And you must go, I guess, down the northern side of the island, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah, that's
but
cool.
I think it's like a real tight knit community, and you have to be like absorbed and voted in.
Kind of like Stewart Island.
Yeah.
Well, voted on or off the island.
Yeah, I think so.
Bad vibes, sorry. You're not here.
Vetted.
Hang on, so they have got overlooks Herald Island.
Yeah,
the grapes
sorry.
Are not from Herald
no.
Island.
Yeah. They're actually on the northern side of that other part of that peninsula, and they look sort of north over Herald Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really cool little vineyard that was run by this Air New Zealand pilot who was just into wine and into growing grapes, and in his spare time was growing this beautiful Merlot and Cab Sav and Syrah and some vines that we didn't know what they were actually. So I just picked it all together. It was all ripe. The 19 vintage was really long, hot summer. I don't know if you remember that year, but it was like the first of like three epic summers recently.
Mm-hmm.
And just fermented it all together. So what I do is I crush and press. So I bring in the grapes, crush them, put them in a press, get the juice off to tank, and then I ferment it in different parcels. So some went off to a barrel, and that just gives it some nice mid-palate texture,
mm-hmm.
and then put it all back together and bottle it probably about 3-4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And can we be a little bit like academic about things? Can you tell?
Sure.
Surely there are people who don't actually really know what rosé is. Can we find out? What is rosé?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
So there's a few ways to make rosé. I make it by letting it sort of sit on the skins for a few hours as it's pressing. And if it's really super ripe, beautiful fruit, you just get that natural colour. Some grapes you'll get more of like an onion skin pink, salmon pink, that kind of thing. This naturally came out quite dark, so I just left it rather than trying to strip it out and make it look.
So they're anemic. Red grapes, eh? They're all red grapes.
Yeah. Red grapes, sorry. Sitting on the skins, that's where you get your colour and your tannins and flavours from. And then you just press it off to tank. Another way of making it, which I don't really do, but they call it sangye, which means blood or bleed. They actually bleed off a bit of juice from a red ferment. And then they ferment it separately. And that's another way of doing it. But it's not quite where I was going for that.
And they can be, so you can barrel age them, or you can chuck them into a steel tank if you want as well.
You can pretty much do whatever you want.
Okay.
I did a little bit of 10% barrel ferment just to give it that mid texture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's midwinter and it's sunny outside and I couldn't find a car park. That's why I was late. So everyone's out for dinner and don't be ashamed of having a rosé in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm. Or would you go for it? Would you naturally go for a darker rosé if you're having a rosé in the middle of winter? It doesn't matter?
There's not really any rules. People say the darker the rosé, the sweeter, but it's not even really that real. Mm-hmm. It might help you determine if you want to drink it or not, but to be honest, colour doesn't really mean anything with rosé.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple of texts through about Herald Island. Someone saying sweet session spot at the Herald Island Wharf for sure.
That's cool. That's great insider knowledge.
Someone else has said Herald Island was called Christmas Island, then Pine Tree Island.
Oh.
Pine Tree Island. Okay.
I can see that.
Where did the Herald evolution come from then, I wonder?
Yeah, that's a weird one, eh?
Yeah.
Christmas Island makes sense to me.
Renee, it's time for us to give a little plug to Moi Wines and also Boutique Connection, who have come on board as a sponsor. What the heck is Boutique Connection?
So, Boutique Connection is your connection to boutique wines and boutique winemakers. So it's a subscription pack. Mm-hmm. And they've been looking after me for the last 2 years, selling my wines, popping it in subscription packs. And I'm actually going to help them out by coming on air every Thursday and talking about one of their wines. So it's not all my wine. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get bored because I only make like 3 wines.
But we'd never get bored of these wines. They're so good.
So yeah, you guys are going to get like first-hand experience with boutique winemakers, some of which are my mates. So
we're spoiled.
Tiny guys and gals.
Okay. Just if people are like curious about really boutique stuff, can they just go have a look at Boutique Connection and like get a one-off, like just like, oh, there's a, they're stocking this, how does it work?
Yeah, so we're just spicing up their website at the moment. And so you can buy a couple of one-offs at the moment, but soon all the wines are going to be relisted as on the shop. There's gift subscriptions, there's 6-month subscriptions, there's 2-pack, 3-pack, 6-pack, so people can test it out. Or there's a lot of info on there as well about producers, so if they just want to have a little look, go for it. There's heaps of info on their Instagram as well. But yeah, soon in the next few months the shop will be back open and you can purchase tiny boutique wines from all over New Zealand.
This is good. All right, I've got lots of questions, but I feel like I shouldn't use them all this week. I can save them up. Yeah. And we can talk about it next week.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll be back.
All right. Okay, just one more time. What was this one? Your one?
This is my 2019 Filigree Field Blend Rosé.
Okay. From Moi Wines.
There you go.
Thumbs up from Lewis.
Oh, huge thumbs up. I mean, wouldn't expect anything less, honestly.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Renee.
Cheers.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.